the rest of the story. From the late 17th century until the fall of the Russian monarchy, 1917, the crown jewel, that country's imperial guard, was the Provo-Vranetsky Regiment. Its colonel was always the Tsar himself. Its distinction was having been founded by the most revered of all Tsars, Peter the Great. Peter had organized it in the rolling countryside northeast of Moscow on the Yauza River. He had built the regiment from scratch on the site of an old hunting lodge. Early records dating January 1683 include orders for artillery and uniforms. The latter were Western style, flaring broad-cuffed coats and three-cornered hats and black boots. Within a year, orders for hardware had increased so sharply that the government could scarcely keep up. Pistols and carbines, cannon and muskets, brass mountings, a daily delivery of gunpowder was required to fuel Peter's military exercises. The noblemen of that time enlisted by the hundreds, and when the barracks were full, more were built, and staff offices and stables. The training was rigorous, the discipline was unequivocal, but the soldiers of the Preobrazhensky Regiment would have traded their lot for none other. And part of the reason was Peter himself. Fully entitled to the rank of regimental colonel, Peter refused that rank. He opted instead to enlist at the lowest level, a corps drummer. It was only through hard work and tireless devotion to the regiment that he rose to the yet modest ranks of artilleryman and bombardier. Peter would permit no distinction between himself and the others of his regiment, not in the barracks, not in the training field. On the parade grounds, he stood among the ranks. When earthworks were constructed, Peter was first to take a shovel in his own hands. Alongside his fellow soldiers in the regiment he himself had created, Peter accepted all of the same duties. He ate the same food. He slept in the same tents. And so the first members of this remarkable military organization were further inspired by uncommon leadership. The Preobrazhensky labored most of the year 1685, constructing an elaborate fort on the bank of the Yauza. The object of this training exercise was to build a structure impervious to attack. But this was only the first phase of the exercise, for no sooner was it erected than the regiment began bombarding it to test assault techniques on presumably impregnable structures. When all that had to be learned had been learned, Peter repaired to the fortress. Soon a little fortified town named Pressburg had grown up around it. By 1694, Peter was satisfied that he'd formed the ultimate fighting machine, and as you have learned, that regiment would be honored in Russia until the Tsars were no more. But this you have yet to know. When Peter the Great terminated his personal regiment's training program in 1694, he was barely 22 years old. That training program was then more than a dozen years old. What I'm saying is that the prestigious Preobrazhensky Regiment, a no-fooling, fully supplied military organization, overflowing with highly skilled personnel ranging from young nobles to royal staff to Peter's own personal friends, that regiment was founded and activated under the scrupulous direction of Peter himself. Age 10. And now you know the rest of the story.